primarily in this city.
Which?
Burnack Arena.
No, New York.
All New York.
Yeah. A couple days in Washington.
With the shot, isn't it supposed to be taking place largely in D.C.?
No, yeah, in D.C. But they use New York. Yeah.
Okay.
They just couple days there for establishing shots.
Can you tell me who you play?
I'll give you the description. It's in the script. Ted Treffen, the soulful manager of Hard Body's Gym. That's where I play. Who has a little bit of a past and is crazy about Francis McDormand. It's a nice part. It's a really, it's a fun part. I don't mean size. It's nice. It's good.
You guys ready to order?
Well, we haven't really looked yet.
I wouldn't mind a coffee also.
Saw that.
Who plays the gym? Who plays the idiot gym instructor? The gym.
Brad Pitt.
That's Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
And it's Brad Pitt and.
And the woman gym instructor is Frances McDormand.
So it's Brad Pitt and Frances McDormand in this
gym.
In collusion.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And Clooney has a relationship with Tilda Swinton.
Yeah, she's, and he's married to her, isn't he?
Is he married?
Okay. Is he married? I don't know.
Is he in the CIA along with John Malkovich?
Yeah.
I love that he's a dumb CIA agent. That's good. It's what part of his, he called it his trilogy of idiots.
The trilogy
of Coen Brothers idiots. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of real smart people in Coen Brothers movies.
Mm.
Except No Country.
Yeah. Right. And Malkovich is the guy whose memoirs about his life inside the CIA are being used as ransom. They're being, you know, pay us money or we're going to publish these or whatever.
So you read the script?
I read the script.
Yeah, that's him.
There's this photo that went up on the IMDb Pro page of Malkovich with a hammer about to hit you on the...
Yeah, that's shot outside New York, so every photographer is there, yeah.
Do you survive after that?
Well, we don't want to. I
don't want to talk about it.
I would, but if Joel and Ethan...
Yeah. See, I think that I don't see a difference or, you know, make a qualitative difference in if something is just got that attitude of theirs, that you know, then it doesn't have to be rich and meditative and full of that undercurrent that your country has. It could be, yeah, to me, it's all the same.
It is. They're, you know, you pick a Coen Brothers script up and you know it immediately when you start reading. It's not like any other script you read.
Yeah. Yeah. I just had this idea, since you're wearing a business shirt. My idea, would you mind slipping that into your pocket? That way even if trucks come by.
Okay. All right, don't forget.
Yeah, I won't forget. You might forget.
I might, I will.
Because I have that capability.
Yeah.
You're a Manhattanite.
No, I live in Rhode Island, actually.
Oh, that's right. I was told that by my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Who knows you. Cedaring Fox, Word Theater. You know that thing, Word Theater, that she does? It's where actors come in and read from either plays or mostly short stories.
Yeah, yeah. And who's your girlfriend?
Cedaring Fox.
Cedaring Fox. Do I know her? She said
maybe
she...
Not.
I don't think so. No, I don't. She's out there, too? Or is she here? Oh, she's here. Oh, I wouldn't know her then.
She has Word Theater events here. A couple of, has had them in New York. Definitely has them in London. And it's just a great taste of, you know, like the high that I get from good theater, which I don't experience that much here.
Anywhere, really. Sorry. There's nothing like it. But it's,
yeah. And, you know, I just... Whenever you go to a good play, as you go now, you know, you come away saying, I didn't realize that actor or actress was as good at that much in there. They really delivered much, much more than I've gotten from anything they've done in movies, where they're generally asked to play a certain thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just much richer. You know?
Yeah, well, it's the theater, yeah. Just the It's about words. I mean, that's...
The things that work in cinema, the ones that really catch on to you are the... is when it's not... And I like your opinion on this. It's what is not said, what you feel from them, between the lines of dialogue.
Yeah. I agree. But not always. Just sometimes scripts and movies are very verbal and very, you know. But, you know, the camera, the thing about movies is that one learns as you do them is that the focus is where the camera wants it to be. In the stage, the focus can be any. You can be looking at somebody talking over here, you can be looking over here. So it's harder to direct focus in the theater, and sometimes it's a little more obvious how they do it because they have to get you to watch this person. You don't have to do that in film. The camera does that for you, and if the camera is really watching you, it's you know, you just have to just be there, you know, and have something going on in here. But it's really the same. It's just really the same. You have to talk louder in the theater.
Did you see the? You know what I really, really like the last thing? Thank you. This is embarrassing.
What?
David. It's not David. Is it David Hare? The one that... an actor who we both know and like, who's... Well, bad.
What was it about? Listen, are you kidding me? I do this all the time. My best friend, who's
kind of a bad dad who's lives in England, and his son, and Julianne Moore plays the wife or the girlfriend, comes to visit him, and they spend a time, basically a night and a day talking.
This is the play?
Yeah.
That sounds like David Hare, but I haven't seen it, so I don't know, but that does sound like a David Hare play. Was it done out here?
I saw it in New York.
Saw it in New York. Where on New York?
Well... I'm going to cut this out of the recording because it makes me look like an idiot.
No. I do this all the time. This is the story of my life. I mean, please, I understand this. I mean, you see so much. You do so much.
Yeah.
But I don't know the play because I when you say it, it sounds like David Hare. But I've never seen Julianne Moore on stage, so
right.
I wouldn't know what it was.
Do you get many chances to be in good first rate theater?
I haven't done theater since 1985.
Do you think that people sense that your gifts are better in that quiet, cinematic way?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I loved the theater when I did it. I did it for so many years, but I always wanted to do film. That's really what I wanted to do. So when I got the opportunity, I just kind of went full steam ahead and. I directed for a long time. I like rehearsals. I love rehearsals with actors. I'm not crazy about Wednesday matinees, but I love rehearsals. And to be in a good play, a really good, a well-done production is just, it's really great. I mean, it's amazing. But to be in one that isn't is a long night in the theater, just like it is watching it. You know, it's... But I haven't been back. I haven't been back. You know? I know when I say that, most people go, what? You haven't been back? Well, I haven't. I love doing movies.
I believe that the history has written, historians have written, film historians will write, that there's no better depiction of a person experiencing the effects of LSD than what you have done.
Flirting?
Absolutely the best thing ever.
Never done it either.
never
did it. No. I think that may have been a help, actually.
Sure.
Yeah.
I would like to get your. I've had this before.
What is it?
The Tuscan platter.
I'd like the tuna salad.
Oh? Would you like to add any cheese or avocado to that?
Avocado would be great, yeah, thanks.
Do you think I could get a couple of pieces of cheese with the Tuscan platter? Does it have cheese?
No. It doesn't, like, go free, cheddar, Swiss.
I guess
cheddar.
So I'd really like to hear about that. So you never tripped, you never, when your friends were doing drugs in the late 60s?
Never did, no. Scared me. Just scared the hell out of me.
You ever just get high?
And it scares me. I mean, I didn't drink till I was, I don't know, 45, 40. I'd have a beer. But I mean, I don't know. I smoked, and I smoked like it was my job. I had one after the other. And I'm an addictive, it's just, it scared me. It just scared me. And I knew, I thought if if I started smoking, man, I would have been like, it would have been, you know, a lot. I couldn't, so I didn't. But you know, it was. I also like to play drunks in films, and I'm not a big drinker, but I love playing drunks. And
you mean people with alcohol problems, or
people that are drunk? That are drunk. The first thing I did was a thing called On Valentine's Day, a Horton Foote movie, that I played the Bobby Pate, a guy who was drunk in every scene he was in, and you never saw him sober. So it was really interesting.
What can I think of that?
Well, it's an old one. It was. It was, we did it in 1984 or 5. It was a little movie.
Did Horton Foote direct that black and white film with Robert Duvall?
He didn't direct it, he wrote it. He didn't direct it, but he wrote it. Yeah, that was wonderful. Yeah, I can't think of the name of that one either. But this one's with his daughter, Hallie Foote, and Matthew Broderick, and Stephen, I can't think of. Mm-hmm. I'm doing what you. Anyway, it was really my second film I think I did. And it's kind of hard to find, but it was part of a trilogy called Story of a Marriage. In 1918, On Valentine's Day, and one other one I don't remember. But anyway, the David O. Russell, the day we shot that, those 2 days, we kind of got in a house in Arizona was where we filmed it, and we messed around a little bit, and then David would watch and kind of write and then write and mess around and write a little more. And Lily Tomlin, who was so amazing in the movie, that whole thing about, you know, bringing me down, you know, what dog do you want to be, you know, that whole thing, we just kind of and shut the fuck up. And we had a lot of stuff they never used, but
it's almost like you one can really relish that performance, that particular scene, if you know what's happening. Actually, the first timer doesn't know that the son has put the LSD on the plate, or the chicken, or whatever.
Yeah, no.
The little things you're doing as it starts to kick in.
You sound like you know. I think one of the lines that I had was, "How do you feel?" I feel vivid, I think I said, or something. It was like that was one of the And the line I get from people that I walk through an airport is, "This a musical table?" People say that line. I have my ear on the table.
I've forgotten that one, but now that you mentioned it, he puts his head down.
Is this a musical table?